Thank you for listening. How are you, MG?
I'm good. I'm about to make an announcement that's been about 3 or 4 weeks in the making. After we've had our 2000 show, I've decided, along with management, we've had a good talk about this and my family, most importantly, that as of next year, I will be vacating my spot here on the grill team. I've had a lot of good thinking time about it. I want my mornings back. I'm nearly 50. I think the time's come that I explore other avenues here at Triple M, which will be a lot to do with the rugby league side of it. I'm going to head up a new team on the NRL as of next year for a few years. And sad times, because I've had such a ball with you guys. I've had such a ball, mate, with the audience. Not a day goes by where I don't get stopped by somebody in the street who is reciting something that's happened on the show and saying how crazy you guys are, but it makes our morning. And for me, that's been the biggest rush that I've ever gotten, even playing for Australia or Origin or winning a comp. When people come up to you in the street, just strangers, and tell you how you change their days by just talking into a microphone, it's quite humbling. I will be on the grill team next year in small doses. Mondays and Fridays I'll be coming on to talk about footy and stuff like that, but I'm going to explore other options within Triple M. And I'll be finishing up soon, which is, you know, I know that I'm just trying not to be too sad here, because I want this to be a happy time, because I'm happy. I'm happy at the moment.
Yeah.
Megan's been great. She's been my rock. My wife's been my rock for the last 9 years, almost 9 years on the show. And whatever mood I've been in when I've gotten home, and the kids they've all known that Dad's a bit tired because of this or because of that. And it does take its toll on you, this job. Whether you say yes, it does, or no, you don't believe that, but it does. You know, I'm always in jet lag. My 10-year-old daughter's...
You've never taken her to school.
I've never taken her to school. You know, and it's and I
get sick of that quick.
Off you get, darling. See you later. I'm never taken her to school.
Daddy's asleep.
But that's the thing. I think now that, especially as we've done our 2000 show last week, it was a great milestone.
Yeah.
You know, it was one I'm proud of. Back in 2009, when I was at 2SM, I missed Jamie Angel's call, and for 2 weeks I had it stored in my phone, and I finally rang it back, and he said, "Oh, mate, we're doing the new breakfast show. Do you want to come along and do an audition?" And I was lucky enough to be on the grill team for such a long time, and I don't take that for granted. It's a show that changes a lot of people's lives, in a good and bad way.
Yeah. You don't want to get that curse.
I'm just glad that the support staff, the marketing, the sales, the bosses, all our EPs we've had, all you guys on the show. It's not goodbye. It is for this part of my life as far as the grill team goes. As I said, I'll be back next year on Mondays and Fridays with the grill team. But as far as being a regular member of the grill team, that'll cease within a week or so. So bon voyage.
Wow.
And I'll be listening with keen interest next year to see just how strongly you go from strength to strength. And Angus, miss you, big boy. I started the show with you.
Oh, come on, Gussie.
Oh.
Well,
Gus has just spilled his coffee. He's fine.
That's why he's upset. Oh, his breakfast didn't arrive.
Well, like you said, MG, we were building the show all those years ago, and when you came in, we'd gone through so many different people, we couldn't quite get the right mix, and it took about literally 2 or 3 minutes to realise that you were the perfect person for the show, and you have been, and you're the heartbeat of it. So not to have you on there all the time, every morning, is going to be tough.
Well, it's been a big week for resignations. First, Robert Mugabe thought he was the most violent man ever stand down. Now, Mark Geyer. Come on to the slide. You've got to pick a song.
Okay, let's say something sad to fit the occasion. Let's play a bit of Patrick and Andy.
As you say, MG, it's not goodbye. You'll still be here.
We love you, big fella.
Still part
we
of the Triple
you.
M family. Here we go. Just for you. Born to be alive.